From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up later on our show, something you're not going to want to miss, Tony Cox and I co-host a special roundtable as part of our Sex and Sexuality series on intimacy, particularly in marriage. Also, we've got the BET letter writer, Spelman College student Angela Boudreau. She's up in arms about sex on the Black-oriented entertainment channel. But first, let's kick things off with our headlines. We'll start in Washington, D.C., according to a story in today's Washington Post, a Bush administration hunt for election fraud may lie behind the firing of at least four U.S. attorneys last year. Some federal attorneys resisted pressure to pursue voting fraud cases. Many also represented battleground cities with sizable minority voting blocs, including Kansas City, Missouri, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In recent years, Republicans have pushed for tough new voter ID laws to keep unqualified voters from the polls. But critics argue that actual voting fraud is minimal, and the search for fraud can disenfranchise Black and Latino voters, who traditionally vote Democratic. Also in Washington, Oprah Winfrey spoke Saturday at Howard University's graduation ceremony.
You have to be willing to stand up for what you believe in. If I could count the number of times I have been asked to compromise and sell out myself, for one reason or another, I would be a billionaire 10 times over. My integrity is not for sale, and neither is yours.
That was Oprah Winfrey speaking at Howard University this weekend.